1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you to A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. We'll do the visiting school in tomorrow night's game at Zeeland Stadium. First, Cal DeKuyper, the superintendent, who's in for his first full playoff version of Zeeland football. The two teams met in a regular season, Cal, with East beating West. Some say that was the reason why East got into the playoffs with a 5-4 record, but it's going to be a lot of excitement tomorrow for the playoffs between those two rivals.
Boy, it sure is. In fact, the regular season game was my first experience with East-West in a pretty incredible community celebration. But the reality is the reason teams get in, it's purely formula-driven. There's an entire system that is comes from the state of Michigan, and both teams earned their way in based on the point system and the formula system. So it has nothing to do with any one particular game. That's a good question.
But the thing is, though, the reason why I mentioned that win was for the fact that Zeeland was qualified with the an 8-1 record, so it was automatic. Yep. But Zeeland East needed the points because they only had five victories, and they got all those points. When West wins a game, East gets the points too.
An 8-1 team like that, absolutely, that makes a big difference. You bet.
But you talked about the excitement that you saw firsthand back, I believe, week three or week four.
Second game of the season.
It does, sort of go fly against the theory that, Zeeland High School is actually one school and two parts of it.
Yep.
When it's football time, it's definitely two schools.
The motto we've been using is one academic program with two mascots. 80% of our students go back and forth every day. Our buildings are 600 feet apart. So those kids, literally, they're going to play a Friday night football playoff game, and they're likely in classes together during the day. So it's pretty unusual, but it works well.
One other thing as well, I have you here before a couple of weeks from now, if all goes well, I will be over at Holland's Community Aquatic Center for the state swimming and diving championships. I'm not certain whether or not Zeeland goes there or heads out this coming year with its girls teams. But it's always exciting when Zeeland East and West swimmers go together. They acquit themselves well in the state tournament.
They do. In fact, all West Michigan is a strong swimming area here. Many schools in this whole area, about maybe 30 square miles, tremendous swimmings.
We can talk football and we can talk swimming all day, Cal DeKuyper, but you are the superintendent of Zeeland Public Schools, and you're asking voters in the Zeeland School District, not only in the city of Zeeland, but also in Zeeland Township, Holland Township as well, Blendon Township, that is also part of the Zeeland School District, to get to the ballot box on Tuesday. A couple of issues, one normal, one not so normal.
Yeah, we have two on the ballot. One is an 18 mil. It's the non-homestead operating tax. And this has been approved by voters here in Zeeland every year for the past 20 years as part of normal business. And what it really is, it's a tax on industrial, commercial, agricultural, and second homes, some agricultural and second homes. And it's the 18 mils that's collected that allows us to receive our full funding or to be guaranteed to be at the state minimum. So if this passes, we remain at our guaranteed or our state minimum. If it fails, we actually fall below the state minimum or what we're guaranteed. So it's kind of an unusual one. It came in 1994 with all Proposal A changes, just one of those deals that you're required to pass locally. If it fails, this is about 10% of our budget, so we would cut $5 million. And we're very appreciative, of course, that it's passed every year for the past 20. One thing that's a little unusual is we just voted for this in May, and here we are 6 months later asking for it again. And the reason for that is legislation will now require, starting in November of 2014, that all elections of this nature are in November of even years. So where we normally do this in May, we are working to get ourselves to the required November cycle. And instead of doing it every single year, we will do it every two. So it's a little unusual.
Get that out of the way. The other one, though, is something that the district really needs, doesn't it?
This one's pretty critical to our future, and we appreciate voters taking a look at this. But we have a $1 million building and site fund, and Zeeland is pretty incredible the way they've taken care of the school buildings and what they provided for our students. Facilities are top-notch, and we're very proud of that. But we also have a stewardship that we need to take care of those. And so we have 1 million square feet of buildings valued at $230 million. And it's an incredible gift. And this mill is $1.3 million per year, and it's for repair and updates. And we use it for things like roofing, parking lots, electrical upgrades. We've done some green work and saved ourselves $200,000 a year on our energy costs. Roofing is probably the big one. Playgrounds, carpeting, window upgrades, making sure safety and security upgrades, all of that. And what we look at is an annual, so we are always up to date, and we have a full plan of what comes when, rather than maybe every 20 years requesting a big bond to get everything back up to speed. So we do it on an annual basis here in Zeeland.
Before you came on board, Cal, something that vexed, in the best way I can say it, sure. Your predecessor, Gary Feenstra, and the Zeeland School District, they had an ambitious bond proposal a few years ago. It was shot down by a narrow margin, and voters in a lot of the areas in serving Zeeland passed it. But because of some anti-government, anti-local government sentiment in Blendon Township, where voters said, we're mad at the Township Hall, get them all cleared out, they basically took a no stance on everything without even looking at proposals. Maybe not a situation like that this year, but still, if people need to be informed going to the ballot box, they may have some gripes with their local government, but they got to look at each issue on its own merits and not just take out their sure. frustrations on something that might not be related to it.
Right, and I appreciate that. And, you know, voters are sharp people. They can see through things and what you're doing. And I really work so hard to tell everybody exactly, here's what we're planning to do, and here's how this will be. We have a series of documents that show exactly what our scheduled upgrades are, and I've offered to meet and met with some folks to show them that. And I also have a video, it's only 4.5 minutes long, right on our website that describes all of this in a lot of detail, and again, where you can find more information. So anybody's curious, I'm certainly happy to help you.
You'd love to see this pass, but officially, your stance and the Zeeland Public School stance is this is our informational thing.
Well,
we
right.
can't say tell people, mm-hmm. vote yes. But we can tell people
that's
exactly this is
right.
what we have up.
My job, you know, and there are times that a superintendent can, but I don't do that. I really believe that my job is to inform people of our plans, and if the plans are correct, then people will vote in one way, and if plans are not correct or they're not the right thing to do, they'll vote in another, and then I need to learn from that. So we have a plan that's here. One is just to keep us on our full funding, and that's pretty normal business for a school. And the second one is the system that we've used here in Zeeland for many years to keep track of our buildings, and that's with the Building and Site Fund.
That is in Zeeland for that issue. There are a lot of other issues as well throughout the lakeshore that people need to know about and, of course, get to the ballot box. As I told a couple people, I don't have to go vote this time around because Jenison, you know, they're no problems in Georgetown Township. But for Zeeland and Holland and Saugatuck and the like, get to the polls because it's a very important time. We played Zeeland East song as you entered. It's Zeeland West as you leave, Cal DeKuyper. A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools with Zeeland School Superintendent Cal DeKuyper. Thank you very much for joining
Thank
us.
You, sir.
Have fun
you
tomorrow
bet.
Night.
We'll do.
That is A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools with Cal DeKuyper on 1450 WHTC.